Adam and Sarah, two brilliant engineers, were locked in what could only be described as the world's most passive-aggressive technical debate. Adam had created his incredibly complex algorithm that could process data faster than anything in the industry. Sarah had found 17 ways it could crash and burn if the wrong input was fed in. Adam had hard skills coming out of his years. A PhD from MIT, could code in his sleep, the kind of guy who probably debugs in his dreams. Sarah also had hard skills. Security expert, ethical hacker, the person you want on your team when things go south. The meeting would have dragged on for 3 hours, 3 whole hours, of technical brilliance and human disaster. But the new project manager, this quiet guy named Miguel, who everyone initially thought was too junior for the role, stands up, takes a deep breath, and says, "Seem like we are trying to solve two different problems here. Adam's optimizing for speed, Sarah's optimizing for safety. What if we paired you two together to create a solution that does both?" And you know what? They both nodded. The tension disappeared. The meeting ended 10 minutes later. Adam had hard skills. Sarah had hard skills. Miguel had soft skills. And guess which one saved the 3 hours of boring circular conversation? That, my friend, is the power of soft skills. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. Today's episode dives into a skill set that shapes your career success, supercharges your personal connections, keeps you in a good standing at a snack table, and might just shift the way you see the world. We're talking about soft skills. You know those things that you can't put in a spreadsheet that can absolutely ruin a meeting without? Those skills your boss says are just as important as technical expertise, but never quite explains what they are. Yes, those. And before you think, this doesn't apply to me, I'm not a manager, I don't have an important position, hold up. Soft skills matter whether you are running a company, freelancing, parenting, or just trying to get a stranger to move their bag off from the last empty spot on the train, without ending up in a viral train rage TikTok video. Alright, so soft skills. What are they? Soft skills are the human, often invisible abilities that help us navigate the world of people. They are not about what you do, but how you do it, and how you make people feel while you're doing it. We're talking about communication, active listening, adaptability, time management, empathy, leadership, conflict resolution, critical thinking, and yes, even knowing when to keep your mouth shut. This might sound simple. Being approachable or adaptable is basically just being human. But here is the twist. Doing that under pressure, like when your deadline's looming, or your internet drops mid-presentation, takes real skill. Sure, everyone can memorize process manual, but staying composed when technology betrays you or tension flare, that's where soft skills shine. And here is the weird part. These skills are so soft, so natural, that we often don't notice them until someone lacks them. Ever worked with someone who was technically brilliant, but every email they sent felt like a war declaration? The kind of person who types per my previous email. But what you hear is, "Listen, you literal potato." Yeah, that's what happens when soft skills go missing. It's like oxygen. You don't think about it until you're not getting any. Then suddenly, it's all that you can think about. Now, let's draw a clear line for a second. Hard skills are teachable. You can take a course, pass an exam, get a certificate, and boom, congrats, you're now a certified spreadsheet ninja. Hard skills, coding, writing reports, speaking a foreign language, operating machinery, balancing budgets, they are measurable. Binary, pass-fail. You either can tie a proper surgical knot, or you can't. And let me tell you, that's something you really want your surgeon to get right the first time. Soft skills, on the other hand, are like emotional jazz. There is no manual, no diploma, and no empathy level 4 badge you can unlock. Soft skills are how you listen without interruption, how you negotiate without being a jerk, how you stay calm in a crisis. They are the glue in any workplace, family, or community. Now, if hard skills get you hired, soft skills are what get you invited to lunch. In the workplace, it is not hard skill versus soft skills. It's like having a high-performance engine and a finely tuned steering system. The engine hard skills give you power, but without the steering and brakes, the soft skills, you will just be the fastest car in the pileup. Okay, now let's zoom out for a second. We're living in a world where artificial intelligence can write poems, design buildings, and maybe even do your taxes. Automation is creeping into every corner of the job market. The robots aren't just coming, they've arrived, set up shop, and are probably organizing a book club as we speak. So what's left for us humans? The answer, the stuff that makes us human. AI might be able to give you information, but it can't give you compassion. A robot might know 12 languages, but it doesn't know when to shut up. Algorithms don't know what it's like to read the room. You do. At least I hope you do. If not, well, there is always data entry. Soft skills are becoming the new power skills. They are not nice to have. They are your competitive advantage. In a world where a machine can probably do your technical job faster and without needing coffee breaks or complaining about the office thermostat. In fact, the World Economic Forum listed emotional intelligence, resilience, creativity, and people management as some of the top skills of the future. Not ability to code faster or knows more formulas, but what doesn't make everyone want to quit when they enter the room. We used to say it's not personal, it's just business. Now, everything's personal. Your tone, your timing, your temperament, they all matter. And if you don't believe me, try sending all caps email to your entire team at 5 p.m. on a Friday and see how that goes. Spoiler alert, not well. Let's bring in some thinkers. Socrates would have been a master of soft skills. The man built his entire brand around asking questions. He believed that the unexamined life isn't worth living. And I'd argue the unexamined email is not worth sending. Socrates' questioning is actually a soft skill. It's about listening deeply and guiding others to discover answers themselves. Though let's be honest, if Socrates worked in your office today, he'd probably be the guy who responds to every question with another question until someone finally snaps. Carl Roger, one of the founding fathers of humanistic psychology, believed in unconditional positive regard, basically being a warm, accepting presence no matter who you are talking to. Now imagine applying that in your next team meeting. Instead of rolling your eyes when your coworker presents a chaotic idea, you say, "Interesting, tell me more." That's emotional intelligence in action. Of course, sometimes what you're really thinking is interesting. Tell me more about how you came up with something so spectacularly wrong. But hey, that's where the skill part comes in. So if you're ever sitting at your desk wondering, what would Aristotle do? The answer is probably something like reflect deeply, speak kindly, and use your talents to serve the greater good. Now, let's get a little bit brainy. Psychologically speaking, soft skills are tied to things like emotional intelligence, cognitive empathy, social awareness, and self-regulation. Danielle Goleman, a psychologist who popularized emotional intelligence, said that 80% of success in life is due to emotional intelligence, not IQ. Let that sink in. It is not how smart you are, it is how you make people feel. Which explains why some of the smartest people on earth hold just regular jobs. Life isn't fair, but it is predictable in some ways. Here is a quick quiz. Don't worry, no grades. This is not like high school where the one quiz you bombed follows you for life. Can you recognize when you are stressed and take a step back before reacting? Can you sense when a conversation needs humor instead of a lecture? Can you listen to criticism without getting defensive? Can you manage a team without micromanaging them into a nervous breakdown? Can you resist sending that just chicken in email 5 minutes after you sent the first one? If yes, congrats. You're flexing soft skills like a pro. If no, well, there is probably a reason your colleague suddenly needs to hop on another call when you speak in a meeting. Before we talk about how to learn soft skills, let's address the elephant in the room. Soft skills can be weaponized. We've all met that person who uses active listening to gather office gossip, or the manager who mastered empathetic communication just enough to deliver bad news without actually feeling bad about it. I hear you're upset about being fired. That must be so hard for you. Anyway, security will escort you out. Too cold. Some people can wield soft skills like a sniper rifle, precise, deadly, and you never see it coming. These are the workplace sociopaths who somehow always get promoted despite doing minimum work. They've mastered the art of making higher-ups feel good while throwing teammates under every bus in the city. Let's be clear, that's not what we are advocating for here. True soft skills aren't about manipulation. They're about authentic connection and creating value for others. If you are only developing soft skills to get ahead while leaving scorched earth behind you, that's not skill, that's just being a better dressed version of a playground bully. The tech world is smarter than you think, and eventually, everyone discovers who's genuine and who's just wearing a soft skill mask. So be careful. Now, here is the part everyone asks. Can you learn soft skills? The answer is yes, but you can't learn them from a textbook or in a two-hour webinar while scrolling Instagram. Nobody becomes empathetic by watching a TikTok, no matter how inspiring the soundtrack. Soft skills are learned the same way we learn to dance or play guitar, awkwardly, publicly, and with a lot of mistakes. The first time I tried to give constructive feedback, I made someone cry. But I at least now know what not to do. Pro tip, never start with "I don't want to sound mean, but..." It never works. You learn soft skill by practicing active listening in real conversations, reflecting on your own reactions, asking for feedback, watching how others navigate difficult situations, taking responsibility when you mess up, and honestly just being a decent human being on purpose. It is not always easy. In fact, sometimes it's downright painful. Developing self-awareness often means realizing you've been the problem all along. It's like finding out you've had Spanish in your teeth for years and everyone was too polite to tell you. Mortifying, but necessary. But it's worth it, because soft skills don't just help you at work. They help you at the dinner table, in your friendship, in traffic jams, and maybe even during family holidays with your one uncle who always brings politics. Here is something fascinating. Soft skills aren't universal. What counts as good communication in Morocco might be seen as rude in Tokyo. Direct feedback that is appreciated in Germany might cause someone to lose face in China. You have to have cultural intelligence. It is the ability to adapt your soft skills across different cultural contexts. This is becoming increasingly important in our global world. It is not enough to be emotionally intelligent in your own cultural context. You need to understand how emotions and social cues work in others as well. This doesn't mean you need to become a cultural chameleon, but it does mean recognizing your version of normal is just one option among many. Sometimes the most important soft skills is simply acknowledging that. Sometimes the most important soft skills is simply acknowledging that you don't know what you don't know and being willing to learn. So here is the deal. Hard skills are your tools. Soft skills are your hands. You can have the best tools in the world, but if you don't know how to use them, or use them with care, what's the point? You're just like a walking Swiss Army knife with no opposable thumbs. Soft skills are the reason people trust you, follow you, like working with you, or even recommend you to others. They are the invisible superpower we all have access to. So here is your homework. Not the painful kind, I promise. For the next week, choose one soft skill to focus on. Maybe it's patience, maybe it's saying thank you more. Maybe it's giving someone your full attention during a conversation. Even if it's boring enough to make watching paint dry seem like an Olympic sport. And watch what happens. Because when you strengthen your soft skills, you're not just improving your career, you're becoming a better person. Thank you for listening. I hope this episode gave you a fresh way of thinking about soft skills. If you like this episode, share it with a friend, drop a review, or message me your own soft skill stories. Until next time, bye. Oh.